This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
It is Hugie. Hello, everybody, and we are back with one of the interview episodes. And this one, I actually did an audio check before we went live. So, yes, the mic was connected for this. Returning to the show for the first time, I think, since maybe Christmas, I don't know, the lovely and talented Pat Dixon. And, of course, we were joined by regular co-host Quad Father and pretty much permanent co-host Little Lemmy. This one we covered, what could we say? Yeah, well, basically, a lot of drama, behind the scenes drama. Yeah, so one of Pat's famous shows where I became well aware of him was called New York Crime Report. So brought Pat on to talk about Stuttering John's lawsuit settlement stuff, and then, of course, that's just his private behind the scenes drama with Pat. Involved in the love triangle, which then turned into crazy accusations of abuse and all this stuff. And I don't believe it, honestly. I think that Pat had one moment of madness with Gino, which turned into him being permanently accused of this type of shit. I don't know. He seems like a very nice guy to me. And you can see the full episode if you go to Hugie Entertainment on YouTube, okay? It will be there for free for everyone to enjoy as long as you get in the comments and hit the like button, share all that type of fun technical shit that we know you all love doing so much. I don't really know what the fuck is going on with YouTube lately, but it seems like just in general, the view count for everybody is moving at either, and I know this is going to sound like a dumb thing, it's either moving really slowly or moving fucking light speed. So the view counts are weird and they don't match up, but I'm sure YouTube will fix it itself. All you gotta do is hit the fucking like button and leave comments, and that will help Hugie. I'm at the Hugie on Twitter, at the Hugie on Instagram. If you're wondering what that music in the background is, well, that is Sunday by Sonic Youth. The perfect type of music to set the tone for the type of episode that this was. So remember to check out the video version on YouTube. That's really where all of the fun stuff happens because we live stream it. And we're now going to say hello to Quad, hello Lemmy, and Pat Dixon. Hello. Hugie stumbled through the door, glassy eyes and wanted more. Whiskey breath that screamed out loud. In the bar, he was the crowd. Stories flying off his tongue. Songs of battles lost and won. Every sip, another tale. In the pub, he'd never fail. Hugie swings and Hugie sways. Shamrock nights and funny days. Is it too soon to start making Charlie Kirk jokes? That's one of the things I want to know. But first, we're going to, of course, ask the bad boy of comedy, the man whose penis has launched 1,000 shitty podcasts, the beautiful Pat Dixon. Pat, how are you doing today?
Swell. How are you?
Oh, swell. That sounds like there's something wrong with your dick. Speaking of which, also joining us to co-host, the excellent Quad Father. Quad, how are you doing today?
Good, man, but dicks are supposed to swell. That I think you got that backwards, Heezy.
Well, let's see what you think about this then.
Okay, this is for Quad Father from the H-Man. Hey, Quad, it's Tony from the worst episodes of It's Husey Hello and Once Over with Kaylee. Get up and walk, you lazy queen. You're starting to piss me off. Surely didn't know. Going off script here. Quad Father, I've heard audio of you and seen clips of you. Is your brain in a wheelchair? You're like legitimately stupid and hard to listen to, actually. But I don't know if that's like not your fault, if like your brain's crippled. Let me know. And I won't say anything else. Sorry if that's the case. Anyway, there you go, H-Man.
I think I like that guy.
He's a good egg, but of course we have got our third co-host is joining us today. That's right. She's below me as usual. It's Lemmy. Lemmy, what's going on?
Not too much. How you doing, Husey?
Breathe of Florida 2.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do today. Pat, just before we get started, what can and can't you talk about?
What do you mean? In terms of the law?
Yeah, like, is there any topics that I can't ask you about?
Anything you think I can't talk about, I can't talk about.
So you were behind the Kirk stuff?
Well, I had a minor role.
Yeah, that's what I like to think. But it's just that I wanted to show you this video, which I get sent by a friend. A parody of someone you may or may not know.
Okay, this is for Pat Dixon from Adam Home Cinema Hughes. Hey, Pat Dixon, it's me, Gino Pisconti. As you can see, my jaw is fully healed, but I miss having a shattered jaw because I got to sit around my house watching episodes of Superior Film Review Shows Once Over with Kaylee. Please break my face. Hey, you with the bunny ears, are you filming me? Stop filming me.
All right, Pat, I've taken it up.
Fuck.
Yeah. So don't ask about that guy. Nothing. But what I will...
Don't tell. Just like you in the army, right, Heezy?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, you cunt. Speaking of which, Pat, of course, when he does streams, he's got the voice of an angel and the penis of a horse. The poll question we have today is, what would be Pat's next performance? Their choices are Hit 'Em Up by Tupac, Sexy MF by Prince, I'm Every Woman by Shaka Khan, and of course, The White Man Marches On from American History X. We need to hear Pat sing at least all of them. Would you have a preference, Pat?
Wait, can I hear all the choices a few more times?
The White Man Marches On.
Kidding. No, don't worry about it. You can just leave it at. No, that's fine. I'll do whatever for money.
That's what I like to hear. Speaking of which, starting off nice and classy. Here's Dan from Nice Podcast, Stupid. Hey, Lemmy, guys can slide into those DMs now, right?
I mean, I can't stop you.
The countdown clock begins.
Am I allowed to put my penis in your vagina right now?
Wow.
So, you know, Pat, would you like to bang Lemmy? That could be your next help her with her podcast, but I'm jacked for her too.
I got the back of my head is strong as fuck. I can take a punch.
Yeah. If that's consent, you know, maybe we'll work something out. But, you know, not until we've had a long walk on the beach or two.
Oh, I'm getting fucking hard even thinking about that. You know what I mean, guys? But I gotta ask you, Pat. Of course, have you ever heard of the Dabbleverse, Pat? You ever heard?
Yeah, I'm familiar. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. All those funny guys. Well, what I'd love to ask you, because you've got a good insight on this crime stuff. SJ, which is Stuttering John's nickname of his nickname. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Right. Because S and the J stands for stuttering and whatever the J stands for. Well, speaking of J's, he, of course, sued, what's his name, Shuley and Carl, two J's, double J. Do you think, and this whole thing where now Stuttering John's asking for a settlement of something like, was it 850 grand?
It's a little steep, isn't it?
It seems a little high, if you know what I'm fucking saying, Pat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But what do you think is the legitimacy of this court case? Do you think that there's a genuine chance that they'll settle with him? Or do you think this will just drag on until SJ Bud Dwyer's himself on the drunk stream?
I'm no lawyer, but yeah, they say they're not going to settle. So I believe them. Those two J's. Jokers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that they're not going to settle. I mean, why would they at this point? I mean, the case is supposedly completely meritless anyway.
Yeah. I mean, everything Stuttering John has accused them of doing to him, he has now since gone on to his show and bragged about having the opposite happen. Like, he brags about having his money. He admits that he knew that he was being recorded secretly, like, so what's he suing them for?
I don't know. I mean, you know, they just came in possession of that stuff or whatever. I mean, they had nothing to do with the recording of it, I don't think, from what I understand. So, yeah, I think it's just an aggressive way to try to get them to stop talking about him.
I think that type of lawsuit stuff, and of course, you see it happening with, like, I'm holding Rikita and shit, it's making this whole thing very boring. And everything, it used to be we could make fun of Quad for being a half Asian looking Ming the Merciless fucking Anthony Cumia from the 90s looking piece of shit, fat fuck in a wheelchair and may secretly be gay. But now people would take offense to that, right, Lemmy? She farted.
Correct. No, I'm trying to get high like you told me to.
Oh, good.
Comes at cost, Uzi.
Yeah, it's weird when you got to use the court system to shut down people's First Amendment rights to speech, right? Because you don't like people making fun of you on the internet is kind of what it comes down to in both cases on either one of those. So, a bunch of thin-skinned little bitches.
Yeah, but this is the whole thing, is it? Because it's not going to end. And if just say, Pat, do you think there's a possibility that if there was a settlement, that would mean that Carl and Shirley would be by law forced to never talk about Stuttering John again?
I think that was the settlement. The last thing I heard, they said, yeah, just don't talk about him anymore or something like that. How about that? How about that for a settlement for this whole thing? And they're like, no. They're not going to settle at all. They're not going to settle.
Exactly. That's what you were saying earlier, is that they were putting out a settlement, but it's a lawsuit. The letter that they had received most recently was an attempt to make a settlement, and obviously they're not going to do that. They'll go all the way if they have to shut this shit down.
Yeah, but if they do settle, where the fuck does Stuttering John expect them to make the money to pay him off if they're not talking about him? Because, like, no offense, but Carl updating us on his No FX concerts, that's not exactly going to draw in the super chats, right, Lemmy?
You are correct.
Yeah, that's right. But do you think, Lemmy, all this, like, soon and everything, like it's stupid, no?
I think it's incredibly stupid. I think it's like a last-ditch effort to try anything. I think he's desperate for money, honestly. I think it's less about clout and more about, I have a chance to get some kind of chunk of change out of these people.
What do you think about that, Pat?
I don't know. I mean, it's who knows how Stuttering John thinks. You know? I mean, like, he may think he's got some kind of legitimate beef. You know, I mean, look, he's obviously doing it, so there must be some reason. But I mean, like, why do people do frivolous shit? I think it's mostly to shut him up. I don't know about the money. I don't know how much money he would expect to get. You know, like for something like that, for his, how much is his reputation worth?
Like, yeah, but that's actually a question for you, Pat. Like, what do you think is a legitimate settlement he could get for the great Stuttering John? Like I honestly would say $5,000, maybe.
I mean, you have to break the law civilly first, though, right? I mean, what they're doing, you can ruin somebody's reputation and be within the bounds of the law. So just to evaluate what his reputation's worth, though, I mean, shit, you got me. I don't think they're preventing him from going out and making money on his own. So that would be part of it, right? I mean, like, the law is a weird thing, man. I mean, I don't know. It's beyond me. Like I said, I'm barely getting by with my own legal fucking issues.
But the
addendum to the lawsuit to add Kate Meany into it so that they could have a crime to refer to. That's kind of what that whole situation was with Kate being added. So, there wasn't a crime before that.
Yeah, well, speaking of a whole situation, that brings me to a spinoff question about Kate Meany, and we'll start with a Pat on this one. Would you?
No.
Quad, would you?
For how much?
Lemmy, would you watch Pat or Quad bang Kate Meany?
I'd watch Quad bang Kate Meany just for the lols.
Hey, I could be pretty funny too, though. You know, I mean, I think that Quad would probably move more than her below the waist. You know.
But the thing about her, I don't find her attractive at all. I think she looks like Ozzy Osbourne, and she's a dumb bitch. But the fact that Stuttering John is now suing her, it's fucking mad. Like, didn't he even film himself phoning up and threatening Kate Meany's mom? Quad?
Yeah. Yes, he did. And then he was trying to turn her into the FBI for whatever, doing the recordings and whatnot. Did that ever go anywhere? Because I don't remember there being a report coming back from that. But absolutely. Called her while she was in Paris to tell her she's a drug addict, too. So that was interesting.
Which is ironic because if you watch any footage of Stuttering John, not that I'm making any accusations, of course, but... he clearly has, I should say, it sometimes comes across like he has coke rage. And is Pat frozen or is he just really into this story? Oh, no, he's still there. Yeah. But with
I thought that was Neil Buckman.
No, I would love to watch him bang Kate Meany. I think I speak for everybody who would like to see him clap her fucking cheeks. But with the... I don't know. I just think this whole thing, this is as low as it gets for Stuttering John, and I'm loving the fact that, it's just like everyone's against him on this. Like, Pat, have you ever specifically interacted with him?
Yeah, I was on his show a time or two.
How many of his brilliant jokes did you steal to put into your act?
I can't put a number on it. It's, you know, but due to legal reasons, I don't want to get sued or anything. So I'll leave it at that.
Because he probably would act. The fact that you just joked about saying that, he will now go out and say, he admitted it, I'm the victim here. Right, Quad?
I guess. Yeah, he was just sending texts to somebody about doing cocaine, too. I think that's on the record. That he asks people for cocaine. So I remember before he was just trying to say his buddies did cocaine, but it sounds like he's proven that he's a coke user. So take that for what you mean it for. Not that I give a fuck. People could do whatever they want. Do drugs. I don't care.
I just want to say it's about time a show, you know, really got into this Stuttering John thing.
So, that's what I'm saying. This is why I think it's time to crack it open, and we should start a community about it.
It's been the elephant in the room for too long.
It's like Shuley jumping on the steel toe train, right? It's just in the nick of time you're starting to cover him. Good job.
But that's what I'm saying. And while
that's the next topic here, steel toe.
I was thinking of this topic I wrote down. Have you seen Donald Trump's hair? It's fucking weird, right?
Orange man.
Over.
Yeah. Yeah, hey,
who's the worst comb over, Dave, Sarah, or Donald Trump? That's the real question.
Ooh, well, Dave's is pretty convincing. Trump's is more like a hair don't, right, Pat?
Yep.
Yeah, right, Lemmy?
Right.
See, Quad, you get it?
No.
Oh, well, I'll send you some materials later. But I want to ask Pat about this lovely couple here. These two people here, Carmack and Felicia, both lovely people.
I've never heard of them.
Exactly. At what point did you specifically know that that guy Carmack was maybe a little different compared to, should we say, Stuttering John?
I'm not sure they're different. I mean,
one's gay, one's not. There's one difference.
Ah.
Did you ever get a vibe from him, Pat, that he was straight?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, you know, like, look, when he was talking about eating my mod out for a long time, that kind of gave me an idea that maybe he was at least trying to represent straightness.
Well, that's there's nothing straighter than banging a mod. That's what we always say, right, Lemmy?
That is true.
That is true.
Thought he was in the sourdough bread because he constantly talking about eating her out on her yeast infection. That was the grossest thing I've ever seen.
It's disgusting.
He's definitely straight. Then everybody knows. The straighter you are, the more infections the woman has at the time you do it. That's the way it is, right, Lemmy?
Canonically, yes.
Yeah, I know what that word means. Quad, why don't you explain what that means to Pat?
It's like kinetically, but when you're living in Florida, let me could probably explain it better than me.
It's like when you ball yourself up and put yourself in a cannon and then you get shot out of that cannon canonically.
Oh, like a custard cannon.
Something like that.
How big is your custard cannon, Pat? Because it seems like people are kind of addicted to your penis.
It's not the size. It's the emotional intensity, Husey.
Nice. Show us how you move your hips.
I'm doing it. Can you tell?
Nice. This guy fucks. But when you hear about somebody putting out a copyright strike against the BYB podcast, I'll just put this up as a little visual memory. Do you think that when you see that, does it ever make you think, like, I've really got to teach my dick a lesson here? Like, I've really got to make sure that
My dick and I cannot blame ourselves for stuff like that. You know what I mean?
I
can't take responsibility for everything.
Yeah, but you need to start telling these ladies before I give you some of this Dixon Pink Panther tale. Do you want to start a podcast first, or do you think you're funny? Because if so, I can't have sex with you. That should be your rule from now on.
Yeah, there's some stuff you just don't think people will do, and they surprise you, right? So that's all.
Do you think that it's inevitable she'll be at the next content house?
No, I don't think it's inevitable at all.
But she's not funny, so why wouldn't she be there?
Hey, that's you know, that's between her and the bookers of Content House, right?
Now that's a meeting I think we'd all like to be in. Quad, you've had a couple of run-ins. I'm sure it's all not been your fault, but with Carmack, Like, how long were you aware of him before all this drama started?
Yeah, actually, right. Brandon Deft used to clip him. And I think that was before he was even on Melton's radar. It was like a couple days before Melton started watching him. I had just seen a couple of Brandon Deft's clips. And I was like, oh, this guy's kind of interesting. And he was talking shit about Melton and someone else. And I was like, I was thinking about showing him on my show. And then, like, later, a day later, Melton was showing him on his show. And I was like, all right, well, never mind then. You can have him. Because I really didn't think he was that interesting, but he definitely was a fireball talking shit. So I thought maybe I'd play that clip, but yeah. But here we are, so many months later, so many things have happened, and I can't stand him. But I cover him constantly. I like to torture myself, though. That's what we do at BYB.
It annoys the fuck out of me that he doesn't know what digress means, and he keeps saying it, but I digress. It's like, but that's not what it means. Does that not mean you're changing the topic?
Yeah, that's what it means. You've wandered off the topic. He heard it in a movie, and he liked the way it sounded, so he says it all the fucking time. You know, he also needs a filler for when his mind runs out of thoughts, you know, and that happens a lot. So, you know, he's, but I digress. Sometimes he says it a couple of times in a row. He doesn't know the meaning of a lot of words that he uses.
But had you always known that he had this in him, this fucking pathetic bitch fucking... I'll do whatever you tell me to, Kevin. I'll go on the show, but I don't think you have to call me a cunt all the time there.
Yeah. Who could have expected that? No.
Yeah. You know, Kevin Brennan turning on Cormac was shocking. Like, this was a twist I couldn't believe. I sat and I heard that happen. I went, fuck.
Well, Kevin's in love with Felicia. He said it the other day. So, like, you know, if he's in love with Felicia, obviously he wants to get the boyfriend out of the way.
Well, now, that's somebody that I would love to see bang Felicia, because I've always wondered what it would look like if Michael Keaton had sex with David Bowie, and we're this close to finding out. But, Lemmy, you're always out there keeping your ear to the ground, mostly due to... how long have you known about this Cormac stuff? Have you always known that he was a bit of a fucking nut?
No. I knew Cormac probably like 3 or 4 months ago. I stumbled upon Cormac X just dancing on his stream and people just enjoying him genuinely. People went in there to make fun of him and they were like, oh, it's kind of like a party. It's kind of fun to make fun of you, but I'm still going to be nice to you. And then he went on MLC. And KB sucked his ever-loving soul out of his body, and now he's a bitter, mean, sad, digressing Minnesotan.
Hey, at least somebody could suck something out of him.
Oh! Amen. Amen. Oh. Amen. Poor Cormac all around.
Yeah. Pat, you're getting one of these for that. Yeah. You're welcome. You've made it to the big time now. I don't believe for a second that those two have had any type of sexual connection. Like, if the fact that they claim that they're all we're just banging and having all kinds of cunt sex 3 seconds ago, but then we decided to break and sit about 5 feet apart and do some shitty stream while I giggle gaily. I just don't buy it. And I don't know exactly what it is that how she could look at him and go, oh, yeah, that's her. I'd love to travel ours to go all the way there just to bang. And then he looks at her and thinks, oh, that's the woman of my dreams, a cunt that looks like a guy.
Well, you know she fucked me, right? I mean, Jesus.
What?
So, I mean, you know, you got to, you know, like lower the bar here a little bit.
So she only likes gay guys? What? Wait, what?
Oh, God. That's some good stuff. That is good roasting, Pat. What do you think of that roast?
It's a half-truth.
All I do like that. That'll be the new term now. You're half a truth. But let me, when you see Karmic, did you think, oh, that's a guy that women are after?
Nope.
And when you found out that Felicia was one of Pat's lucky ladies, how, on the scale of 1 to 10, how jealous were you?
I have said a lot of unkind things about Felicia, but I have always wondered what she looked like naked, and I bet she looks fantastic. I have always maintained that. What was the question?
I just like that Lemmy came dressed as Samuel Jackson from the 90s here. But thank you, Pat.
That's not a kangle.
It's like you can't say that word these days.
I'm Samuel L. Jackson from Long Kiss Goodnight. Thank you very much.
Oh, Christmas film, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Pat, what would you say to Lemmy's question? Was Felicia, shall we say, you know, mafia worthy? Yeah.
I don't know. I just mean, like, I haven't seen her in a long time. Yeah, well, I think that, you know, like, who knows? I mean, look, she, whatever you think, you've seen her, you know, so, I mean, you get the idea.
Yeah, she reminded me of the poster for Labyrinth.
Look, yeah, I wouldn't want to, you wouldn't want to take, I don't want to, like, take any fantasies out of Lemmy's head or anything, but as regarding that girl, but, yeah, you don't think they've been together, huh? Haven't you ever been with somebody that you didn't want to sit closer than 5 feet away from afterwards?
And just like lean over this way away from them real far? No, I really think that's Kevin work. I really do. I feel like Kevin was like, you need to tell people that you're fucking.
No way. No, he can't think up shit like that. No, it's happened. I feel confident of that. And also, like, think about it. Like, why would he be such a simp for her now, you know? I mean, he talks about being in love with her all the time and all that shit.
Because he's a simp for KB. And KB is the one that was like, pretend that you're fucking. And he was like, I'm fucking all in, cocksucker.
Yeah. I put my balls in her all the time. Both balls first. I was hard as a rock as soon as I seen her face. Yeah. But what do you then think, Pat, of, and you've probably asked this, you've probably commented on this before, but who cares? Quadfather's here. But Karmic going, about Karmic being organized to go on Alex Stein's show.
Yeah.
And then this whole thing, well, I have to see if Kevin's okay with it there. Right? I don't want to piss off, you know, Michael Keaton. I won't get to see, I won't be able to enjoy, you know, the Dream Team ever again. Go see the Dream Team.
It's reasonable, isn't it? You know, I mean, like, after the thing with John, he doesn't trust his instincts. You know, he'll trust his instincts less and less as time goes on. You know, if he keeps doing what he's doing, he won't trust his instincts at all. You know, so, like, look, I mean, you know, I don't know why he said, you know, the part about that killed me is he never did thank Alex. He never did thank Mersh. He never, you know, he was like so unappreciative. And then he's calling Mersh a bitch and everything. You know, like, it's just, the guy is just, he's delusional and rude. he's like a complete package of just, you know, bad qualities, you know. I mean, like, it's weird. You don't really see, I mean, I think there's something, I think he might have, you know, like, he exhibits a lot of symptoms of mood disorders and personality disorders and stuff like that. He's not like, I don't think he's, yeah, that too. I don't think he's well.
Well, what do you think about, I know you don't drink, Pat, but what do you think about Karmic pretending to be drunk on shows?
Is that what he does, you think?
Oh, fuck yeah. Listen, I'm a long time drinker. If you have, nobody gets that type of a tolerance for whiskey. You would be, if you're drinking that much whiskey that quickly, you would be fucked up. You'd be a slurring, stuttering mess.
You think it's another KB work?
I think that's a Karmic work, because I think he's get this stupid old fashioned idea of like, I'm not gay. I'm a man. So he's like, well, men wear sunglasses and men wear leather jackets, which to be fair is true. But man, Mission Impossible 2 is that's what Tom Cruise wore. But I think he's trying to push this image of I'm getting totally fucked up every day over here. And my cock, I have to run under the tap 24/7 because I can't stop pounding Felicia right in her cunt box. Because that's what a straight man does. I don't get it. What did you send me here, Derek?
I sent you the description from Alex Stein's show. It's going live here in a little bit, which actually has Chrissy Mayer, Keanu Thompson, Joey Catalano, and Karmic over Zoom. Don't miss Alex Stein today. I did watch some of Karmic from last night, and he did say, as far as he knew, he was still scheduled to go on and whatever, and he must have checked with Daddy to make sure it was okay before he went anywhere.
Unfucking believable, but good for him. But something tells me this is going to be like one of those, and this is my topical references, when Matt Damon went on Oprah and he broke up with Minnie Driver during his interview, and that's how Minnie Driver found out. Did you ever bang Minnie Driver, Pat? Are you going to? Would you?
No. Am I supposed to? You need something clever for that? No. No. I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
You don't know Minnie Driver?
No, I don't.
Hudson Hawk. Great movie.
Hudson Hawk?
Yeah.
She's not Hudson Hunting. Hawk. Minnie Driver's not in Hudson Hawk.
Oh, she's how about them apples, huh?
Yeah, Goodwill Hunting. You're thinking of what's that name?
Lady. I guess it's not that important.
She's one of those country cunts that was in Groundhog Day. Is it Madeline Stowe?
No.
Something McDonald.
Rosie O'Donnell.
No.
McDowell.
But it definitely wasn't Minnie Driver.
Andy McDowell, there you go.
Andy McDowell, yes.
Yeah. Love to fuck her, right, Pat?
Sure.
Especially Tell if me? She's a nun. Fuck. Oh,
big hairy cunt. Quad?
Yeah, hairy cunts are great. Yeah.
Nice. Sounds great. Nice one. But we mentioned it earlier, and you had a... You had Mercer in your show the other week of this this weird fallout they're having with Mercer's had with WATP. And it's strange because it's like everybody's words keep getting taken out of context, and it's like an escalating feud that sort of came out of nowhere. And I don't understand.
I know. It's really weird for these parts.
So that's what I would ask is do you think, Pat, that because we were talking about stuff being works, do you think that there's a chance that this Mersh WATP fallout may be some kind of a mutual work?
I mean, to what end?
Active chats.
I don't think anybody benefits from it. Maybe, yeah. Maybe KB's behind it.
Mersh seems to be benefiting a lot because he keeps getting clipped all the time, right? That's Felicia's big gripe is Doom keeps clipping all these people, right?
Yeah, that's true. Doom's on my payroll.
Yeah, the evil Doom.
But what did you think about it, Lemmy? Did you think that it came across as legit?
I don't even remember what we were talking about. You told me to get high, so this is your fault. So just FYI, I have no fucking idea what we're talking about.
Mersh falling out with WATP.
Yeah, you said horrible things about Mersh, right?
It's a very mild subplot. I mean, it's just like, it's just, you know, it's really not that big a deal.
Thank you. Yes. Us, like, what? Like, Mersh and who? Carl sucks.
Yeah.
Next.
Carl said something mean about someone. He said, you're a big, dumb, stupid, dumb head. And then Mersh said, oh, I'm not. You're a jerk. And then, yeah, it's really blown up since then, hasn't it? Yeah, it's really
the whole thing has spiraled the fuck out of control.
Yeah. It's
taken over the Dabbleverse.
Yeah.
That being Carl guy, you know.
So memorable that I totally remembered what the fuck we were talking about. For sure.
Here's a question. Who do you think has a weaker job, Mersh or Carl, Pat?
Carl looks like he's got... Mersh looks like he's got a strong fucking jaw. Mersh looks like he could break my fingers if I punched him in the face. Carl looks like I would shatter his face if I punched him in the face, and I'm a weak bitch.
Which of those thoughts makes you more wet?
Punching Mersh in the face, actually. Breaking I couldn't fathom getting wet thinking about Carl in any capacity.
Club feet, mandolins, naps. I mean, come on. What's there not to get wet over? Wow. Really?
Would he like some free dent as well? Does he have dry mouth from his dentures?
What's up with the Carl hit, Lemmy?
I don't know. I don't really even hate him. I just really like ripping on him. I don't know. He's like a lightning rod. It's fun, I guess. I don't know.
Doom's going to clip that. You're going to be at war with him now. Watch out.
Fuck you, Carl.
Think about that is that nobody's going to get mad about it. Least of all,
yeah,
Carl.
For literally no particular reason at all. Fuck you, bro. The internet.
See, this is the Lemmy we all deserve. Here's one from the greatest name of all time. Lemmy, would you like to read this one so that Pat can understand it?
Pat, to be honest, the Gilly karmic relationship is a work. They've never fucked. They're not dating. All BS to get Gilly's awful YouTube channel monetized. Your thoughts?
Hey, I gave you mine. I think they're dating. I mean, I don't think that they... I don't think she's into him very much, but he's definitely into her.
But that's like that sort of thing. When you just go out of solitary confinement and someone says, want some rice? And you go, fuck yeah, it's fucking can't wait for rice.
Yeah.
It's the best. I've been thinking about fucking rice all day. Oh, my God.
My God, rice has changed my life. Rice is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Wow, rice is the ultimate food.
Yeah, I think rice is hilarious. I
wait
can't
till
wait.
He sees pizza.
He's yeah, wait till he sees pizza. Away. Then what? Yeah, when he's getting 700 viewers a day, you know, that's when he'll see pizza.
Oh, I like the way this is going. I don't understand, but yeah, I think that whole relationship. I think the Carl versus Karmic or Carl versus Mersh is real. I think the Gilly versus fucking thingy is complete bollocks.
Okay. I think Gilly's using Karmics to get back at fucking Pat, and I think they did have sex, and the reason he can't come is because he's gay. But he got a free vacation out of it and some new experiences, like literally first time experiences. That is really what I think. That's kind of what I'm going with. She's also using him for, you know, like tech help, oddball stuff.
Why does she listen to? Why does he listen to her so much? You know, he takes all the advice she gives. You know, like
she's
so attractive.
Like he's talking about it.
He's changing his shirt, changing his haircut, changing his show. Always talking about, you know, like better time management. I need to use this less. I need to use that less. And, you know, he's always like coming up with some of those life lessons. And I know where those come from. I mean, it's clear. So, like, why would he be under her tyrannical reign if she didn't, you know, give it up?
I do think he's easily influenced. And we've seen that, whatever. The people that he does surround himself with. He seems to bow down to them like in every possible way. He's not easy to make friends with from what I've seen either. So he's a very weird dude. As we well have pointed out with the dancing and all the weird shit he does. But yeah, like he really is a one of a kind dude. Like how many other gay DJs in the middle of nowhere, Minnesota, do you think there are? Like he's
lived a solitary life. He sat in that trailer house or whatever it is, and he has gone, I am the greatest. I am destiny. I am going to happen. And then getting to stream and people are listening to him at all. I mean, this is a guy who, like, really got up about fucking 200 viewers, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, this is a guy who, like, everything is him. It's all about him. So he's just a delusional, narcissistic fucking bumpkin.
Yeah, I've definitely heard him talking about, like, thinking he's going to be a big deal someday. Like, he does have delusions of grandeur.
Oh, he's like, when you see me talking to Trump, then, you know, then you'll know, and all this kind of stuff. He's like, exactly. He says crazy shit. In fact, he says almost nothing normal. He says almost nothing normal.
Exactly. An absolute one of a kind.
But had you always seen that side of him, Pat, since day one, or was it only after?
He was, like, giving me money, sending money for requests and shit like that, you know? I mean, he was in my chat. He was a chatter. He was very friendly, polite, nice, popular. Everybody liked him. And then somebody started calling him Sweet Carmack, and he's like, oh, I don't like that. And then he also had this whole thing with joining MLC. They all have to hate me over there. That's a rule. So they have to, like, they had to beat it out of him, kind of. And then, you know, that's when everything started to get weird. You know, he started drinking really heavily for a little while and all that kind of shit. Allegedly, you don't think so, but I kind of think that he dipped back into the bottle a little bit.
Listen, if you're drinking heavy, you rapidly get out of shape.
You would know.
Yeah. Fuck it. Look at my Instagram. Look what's happened to me over the years. I'm fucking dying over here. I'm not even in my 60s, but look at me. But fucking if you're that fucked up, you can barely even text on your phone, yet he's able to set up a live stream with a green screen and fucking pretty catchy music, let's be honest.
Once you set it up, it's set up, though. You know, he's not hammered while he's doing that, so all he's got to do is hit go live and then sit there and go, hey. And he did a lot of his drinking on the stream. I mean, look, it was only a couple of months that he was drinking heavily. He said he quit for 7 years.
Yeah, but what was the part where he made fun of black people? He couldn't have been drunk. That's what alcohol's for, right, Lemmy?
Correct.
Exactly.
I think the alcohol is what gave him confidence to stream for a long time there. Like it was his crutch. It's the only way he could go live and like scream and yell. Like everybody wanted that out of him. And then he started really leaning into doing that, but he had to get like plastered to do it for a while from what I saw.
But Pat, you just had a Dr. Steve on, the beloved Dr. Steve. And then a few days later, was it the next day? Fucking hilarious. Felicia had him on for a fucking banger of an episode, I'm sure. Do you think she had Dr. Steve on because she had interesting topics planned, or is she just that obsessed with your dick that if your dick went anywhere near Dr. Steve, she was like, she's like, I gotta sniff ya.
I'm not, I don't say shit like that. I have no way of knowing what it, I know that I've been booking Dr. Steve or in the process for weeks. You know what I mean? Like trying to, in fact, we were setting it up in August and he's like, well, I'll be free the first week of September or whatever. And then it ended up being a little later than that. So that's all I know is that I was booking him back in August to do a show. So, you know, I know I wasn't the second one to get the idea. That's all I know.
Yeah, okay. She just said that the other night on MLC that she thought it was some grand conspiracy that she'd been talking to him and all of a sudden out of nowhere that you were going to have Dr. Steve on. She had said that.
Well, it's too bad over on MLC she couldn't find anybody to co-sign her bullshit, isn't it?
Yeah, she did, all right.
Oh, wait. There is somebody to do that always.
But the problem with that is that I don't think anybody believes her stuff. Like it seems like every other week, fucking, was it Stallion 19 or whoever it's pronounced, to Doom or So Thorough Joe Burrow has another fucking clip of her remembering a Pat Dixon did me wrong story. It's like, oh, you just remembered this one, did you? You can't. You didn't fucking remember this whole new story that's relevant to something that just happened. Stupid bitch.
I don't think anybody believes it, but MLC is like an alternate reality now. You know, I mean, they've all agreed on certain things and these are all true and that's what they go forward with. You know, it doesn't really matter almost. there's not a lot of pushback usually. One thing that Brennan has pushed back on is this idea that I'm paying Doom, but it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, she still believes it. You know, even in spite of the, you know, nobody agreeing with her on that, besides maybe Karmic.
Well, we're thinking
like
that
you, Mersh, and Melton apparently are paying Doom to make clips. That's
thinking that Parrish paying Doom is as dumb as thinking that Shuli knew. Okay, Quad. But here's a lovely question from the greatest name of a chatter ever, Penis Wrinkle. Thanks for the five. FYI, Lemmy, now that you're single, would you go on a date with Rob Saul? He actually said he wanted to on the show. Any interest?
Respectfully, no, thank you. Flattered, but again, respectfully, no interest whatsoever. No offense.
Why is that?
Because I don't feel like being offensive. I'm too tired.
Go ahead. We can get you in the mood for it to do it.
I heard he can get some good coke. If that helps.
I'm good. Well, maybe he needs to do his impression of me a few more times. It's a really good impression. Spot the fuck on.
Nothing like a nice vagina.
You know what, he should call his show. He should change the name of his show to Better Rob Saul.
Not bad.
I just got that. Not bad, Dixon. Not bad at all.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's just an idea that he can use.
Well, you know,
or any of us could use it. Yeah.
There you go. What's he saying? That the audio's bad?
Probably. That's the only fucking thing he ever says. I mean,
yeah. But basically, to sort of sum up, Pat, I think that the whole the anti-Dixon thing that MLC has tried to do, it's actually damaging their show, and they're now coming around. People are now coming around and. Like the Pat Dixon live streams are doing well and people are having fun and we get the Rocket to hear you singing the hip hop songs, trying to trick you to say racist stuff. It's all what life's all about. And I love it and I don't think it's working. What about you, Quad? You pay more attention than I do.
Pat should start playing Goodbye Yellow Brick Road for Karmix constantly just to remind him that he's a country bumpkin, and he had to cross. He had to cross back out there and go away from the city and the lady that's twisting his mind. But
you digress.
But I digress.
But I digress. Fucking who the fuck goes to buy a leather jacket and says, "Now, be clear. Can I take the shoulders off? I just want to have a leather waistcoat so that people stop thinking that I'm gay."
I don't know. Karmic does that.
It does. I'm just saying, this fucking guy, he needs to get over this Felicia thing. He's making himself look bad. Actually get drunk. Don't pretend. It's fun when you're young to do it. And then fuck off. And I'm hoping that he does this Alex Stein. Is that tonight?
Yeah, it's probably going to start any minute now. So, yeah.
Well,
hurry up and hit this piece of shit show so I can go watch it.
Yeah, plus Kiki's there and she's always got the great stories. But before we go, yeah, Quad, let's do your plugs, especially you, because I will link them all down below. In the click.
Yeah, check us out Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 o'clock Eastern. You got at @BYB_POD on the YouTubes, and of course Sunday at 5 o'clock Eastern.
And Lemmy,
go follow @Corndiff on YouTube, at Corndiff, CORNDIFF, at Corndiff on YouTube.
Pat?
Everybody go subscribe to my channel at Shmuel Buckman. Shmuel Talk at Shmuel.
Shmuel New. Shmuel New.
If anybody wants a good laugh, you should go see an episode that Shmuel did with Lemmy about a week ago, where he asked her the same question about cults for 2 hours. And shockingly, Lemmy then had technical problems. It was unbelievable. But we had the poll about what would be Pat Dixon's next song request. We're going to end the poll, and the answer is Pat Dixon will be performing Hit 'Em Up by Tupac. So tune in to his show. I will be donating to Pat's show, and we will be hearing Hit 'Em Up by Tupac, one of Pat's personal faves. That's okay, right. Pat?
Love it. Count on it. All right.
Thanks, everybody, for watching. Don't forget to hit the like button. And bye-bye, everybody.
And if you leave me now, you take away the biggest part of me. Ooh, baby, please don't go.
Okay, thank you, Pat. Thank you, Lemmy. And thank you, Quad. Just as a reminder to everyone, we're now into mid-September. Over here in Ireland, we get into the Christmas season pretty early. So starting November, that will be every episode for the rest of the year will be Christmas themed. So there you go. If you don't like it, fuck yourself. This music, of course, Sunday by Sonic Youth. Go buy their vinyls. Not too sure what the next episode will be. In fact, actually, I am pretty sure it will very likely be a director's roundtable. But there you go, anyway. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Go to YouTube and hit the like button. And it is Hughesy. Bye bye.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.